Now, 20 minutes before 11 o'clock, and it's a real pleasure to kick off another year of partnership with Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Fairchild Challenge, which is a program designed to help foster interest in the environment by encouraging teens to investigate and take on different issues, to take action on environmental issues. And the Fairchild Challenge this time around was to create sculptures using found objects. And that is an interesting challenge when you think about it. What can you do with things that you find to create art? And I'd like you to meet everybody who's here. And why don't we start with you, Will? Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
And this is Will Sutherland, who is at Mellon School in Mount Lebanon, currently in eighth grade.
That's correct.
And how old are you?
I'm 13.
And what do you like to do?
Well, I usually like to use the computer. I have an Xbox, and oftentimes I go to uptown Mount Lebanon with my friends, things like that.
What do you do when you go into town?
Well, uptown has a lot of things like, I guess you could say, like, places for, like, pizza. They have Minio's and a place called Pizza Batimo.
I've been there.
And there's something called Donardo's Candy. It's basically a lot of things like that. And sometimes the library, which is up there, too, has computers so we can all go on together and things like that.
Yeah, it's a great library there. Would you like to say hello to any family members or friends while we have a second?
I'm okay.
Okay, well, that's great. And that goes for everybody if you want to say hello. And we'll talk about your art in just a moment. Let's turn now to Trent. And Trent, is it Ullman? Did I get that right? And Trent, tell me about yourself. Where do you go to school and your grade and age?
I go to St. Sylvester's. I'm in eighth grade. I'm 13.
And what community do you live in?
Brentwood.
And what do you like to do for fun?
I like being outside and just doing stuff with my friends.
It's great. A lot of people, you know, worry people at all ages about spending time outside. So many people spend time inside. Now, what do you like to do when you're out?
Just, you know, whatever weather permits. You know, whatever's fun.
Just hanging out. Do you get into the woods at all? Or
yeah, definitely. I like to go camping a lot.
That's great. Robert from our staff is camping this weekend, and I think he's going to be cold, but I know he's going to be happy, too. It should be nice. Now, next on your left, we have Camille Nira. How'd I do? Oh, no, wait. I should know better. We have Elena Ziegler.
That's correct.
I made a little seating chart and everything, and I already messed up. Sorry, Elena.
It's okay.
Where do you go to school, and tell me about yourself?
I go to St. Sylvester School. I really enjoy playing sports, reading, and playing the piano.
And are you from Brentwood as well?
Yes.
It's nice to meet you. And do you want to say hello to anybody who's tuned in?
My grandparents.
Terrific. And I should have asked that of you too, Will. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
No.
Okay, so we're in good shape there. And next is Jack. Jack goes to St. Philip's, and let's meet him. Jack, what's your last name again?
Shorthouse.
And tell me a little bit about yourself, the grade you are in, and what you like to do.
Okay, I'm in seventh grade. I like to go to my grandparents' house and shoot my bow.
Oh, very good. Are you shooting against targets or?
Just targets.
How are you?
Average.
It's hard. I mean, I at least think it's hard the times I've done it. It's amazing the force. Are you shooting horizontally, sort of more traditionally vertically?
More traditionally vertically.
Cool. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
My math teacher.
And what's your math teacher's name?
Miss Peterson.
What are you doing in math now?
Algebra. She was the one, and my computer teacher showed me this program.
So great. the Fairchild program. Mm-hmm. Are any of your teachers here today? I didn't get a chance to even ask. Just parents that are, not just parents, but parents are here today. Well, I'm glad you said hello to your math teacher. And let's now meet the person who would have to be the misidentified, not the misidentified Camille, but the correct Camille, Camille Nira. Is that right?
Yeah.
And tell me about yourself.
I go, in sixth grade, I go to Avonworth Middle School, and I like playing with my friends and playing the flute.
Okay, great. Would you like to say hi to anybody or acknowledge anybody?
I like to say hi to Mr. Simon, the person who got me into the contest, and my friends all listening.
Great. And if your friends aren't listening this morning, they'll be able to hear you online later. They'll be able to play this back at neighborhoodvoices.org. So, Camille, we're going to stick with you since you're on right now. Tell me a little bit about how you approach this challenge. The idea was to make something out of a found object, to make art, mm-hmm. a sculpture out of found objects. What did you do?
I took CD discs and made little newspaper trees inside of them, and I made it look like a forest. But on the other side, when you looked at it from a different angle, I took the graphics from the CD cases that were the covers and just cut them out to make it balanced out.
Very interesting. What gave you the idea to do that?
Well, I wanted to go off of a forest theme and make some type of tree thing. And we just happened to be cleaning out our garage, and we had all these old CD cases. And the graphics in them were very interesting and cool, and I thought it would be great to use them. And the way they reflected light made it look very interesting.
Yeah, if you go to Fairchild Challenge at phipps.org, you can see the sculptures. There it is, as I'm looking at it. You can see the sculptures at Phipps. So you've got clear jewel boxes, and then within the clear jewel boxes of the CD cases are the works of art you were describing.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. And CD jewel boxes, there's a lot of them that need to be thrown out, and there's not much you can do to repurpose them. We try to discourage using them here these days because they just break, and so that's terrific. Have you made multiple pieces, more than one?
No, I don't really art. I'm not interested in art as much as I am in other subjects.
Well, I would never believe that based on that. What subjects do you particularly like?
I like math and science. Those are fun.
So that's probably part of what brought you into the challenge, was your love of science. Well, great. Well, thank you very much. Let's turn to Jack. Oh, anything else you wanted to say about this? Let's turn to Jack and learn about what he did. Can you describe your found art, Jack, and your sculpture, I should say, made from found objects?
The sculpture I did, I made a pufferfish out of a used light globe over, the light broke, so my teacher brought it in, and then I cut up
That's it there, right? Is that the right one? I'm trying to look, I'm looking online. Tell me when I get to the right picture, because if you go to Or Fairchild Challenge at phipps.org. You can go through all the entries. I thought that one was right because it said Pisces on it. I'll just keep scrolling through. This isn't the most interesting radio in the world, though. So how did you make it? You started with a light bulb?
Like a light bulb covering over it. And then I cut up old pop cans, and that's it.
There we go.
And then I twisted them into pointy things for the points on the pufferfish.
Oh, wow. I'm glad I took the time to look for this. So if you're there, and I'll post this link on our Facebook page for you in a moment too. It's also linked directly to slbradio.org. You like, what did you do? So you took these aluminum pop cans and you like managed to make these pointy cones out of them. How did you do that?
I put them on my finger and then I just twisted it around it. Then I taped it. Then I super glued it onto the globe.
You were inspired by the points on the arrows that you shoot. That's really cool. And that's a glass light bulb. Did you paint it?
It's not glass. It's a plastic like covering.
Okay.
So like the light bulb, and then it would be over it. So yes, my art teacher had some more paints, and so I mixed them and made a tannish color for the fish.
Oh, that's really cool. Do you like art? I know you mentioned math before, but do you like art as well?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite subjects.
I just threw that up on our Facebook page, by the way, if you want to take a look at it. You can scroll through the link. What other kinds of art do you like to make?
For our school, we're making a glow room for our open house, and I'm making a cactus for that out of paper mache. So I just like building that kind of stuff.
Excellent. Well, hang on to that, because having the ability to be creative and original is, I can't tell you how important that is. And I always have a lot of admiration for people that can do things visually appealing like this. That's not, I have some creativity, but it's not in this area. It's more in writing and sometimes talking. Thanks, Jack. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, well, great. Let's next turn to Elena Ziegler, and she actually brought her sculpture here.
Yes, I
and,
did.
And I saw that through the window. Can I hold it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you have puzzle pieces, jigsaw puzzle pieces.
Yes.
Atop a nice shellacked piece of wood, varnished or something.
It's just a stick I found in my backyard.
Just a stick. And what are, so the puzzle pieces are coating, it kind of looks like a trophy or, what is this that this is on?
Well, the top part is a 3/4 of a 2-liter Sprite bottle.
Oh, of course. Okay. So
yeah.
Picture a Sprite bottle turned upside down and
yeah.
Lop off the bottom third of it. And what's this?
That is half of a plastic cup.
Okay. So it's a sculpture created by those two cylindrical objects
yeah.
put together. What made you choose the puzzle pieces?
Well, my family likes to build puzzles a lot, and we had this old puzzle that had pieces missing, and it was a 10,000-piece puzzle. So it was, we built it numerous times, and we were just going to get rid of it. So I went through, and I picked out a lot of them, and we just decided that would look really cool in an owl form.
That is a really good idea. It is an owl. I just noticed that. I don't know if you heard me talking earlier this morning, but I heard an owl in our backyard this morning, and I want to find it. It was really cool to hear. I love that, because a lot of times, what do you do with old puzzles? Even if you've got all the pieces, mm-hmm. you get tired of making them all
yeah.
the time, and when you don't have all the pieces, they're not much fun. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Did you pick the pieces, did you really, think through it when you
Yes,
were...
I went through, and my mom and I, she was a big part of helping me with this, and we went through all the puzzle pieces, and I picked the colors that really represented that I thought was a color of an owl.
That's gorgeous. Somebody, if you ever wanted to, would probably buy that. It's true of everything that yours, I can say that because it's physically right here.
Yeah.
Do you like art?
Actually, I'm not very an artistic person. I like art, but I can't make it.
Well, I think you
very
can.
Well.
I think,
yeah.
I think you just did. But I feel that way too about myself. But that's really cool. Anything else you want to mention about it?
Just thanks to my mom.
Okay. And we thank her too for that's just gorgeous. Let's now go to Trent and learn about what he made. What did you make, Trent?
I made a fish mount out of different bottles and pop cans.
Was yours the one that said Pisces?
Yeah.
We'll find that again. If you scroll through the display at Fairchild Challenge at phipps.org. You'll find that, and I had it just a minute ago. But tell us how you made it while I look for it to take a look at it.
I started by cutting little strips of plastic water bottles and then hot gluing them together until it made almost a skeleton of a fish. And then I was able to cut out the little scales with tin snips and hot glue that all around it.
Very cool. And I must have passed it by. There it is. I know this can't be very good radio for you. I'm sorry, as you're listening. But you can find it, and it just helps me understand it a little more to see it. Wow, all that metal work. And did you cut yourself at all?
No, I wore gloves.
Yeah, good. So these little pieces of metal look like the, I guess, gills of a fish, right?
Yeah, they're about the size of a quarter.
Yeah, what gave you the idea to do that? That's really neat.
I'm not entirely sure. I just thought fish and went with it.
Yeah, that's excellent. Do you like building stuff?
Yeah, it's fun.
What other things have you built? I mean, do you like to fix stuff or build?
No.
Because this is really, really beautiful. You did a great job.
Thank you.
That's Trent Ullman. And Will Sutherland, what did you make?
What I did was I built a sculpture where it was a person who's sitting up against a log and they're holding a globe. And the person is looking at it and there's a question mark that's hanging over their head, because the idea of it is that humans, what they do is technically a part of nature, and do we really want all this trash to actually become part of nature?
What kinds of materials did you use?
Practically anything I could get my hands on. I had bottles of paint from my teacher's art room. I had a Sprite bottle that I used a hot glue gun to melt it. And I had this gigantic packing tube, a lot of newsprint that had been recycled, a lot of stuff like that.
I'm looking for it as we talk. It's great that you were able to get old paints included in there. No, that's not it.
No.
We'll find it. If you go again to Fairchild Challenge at phipps.org, I don't think that was it. You can see not only these winning entries, but many other entries as well. And, you know, a lot of people don't consider the impact that the... that human beings have on the environment, and how human beings actually are the environment, as well as what it is we're trying to protect. So I think it's good that you were able to juxtapose those things. I wonder... I think I've gone through a couple times now.
I don't see it.
Yeah, we'll check and make sure that it's up there. I'm sure I'm probably just missing it. But do you make art frequently, or is this something? It sounds, for the most part, for most of you, this was something kind of new, right? To actually make a sculpture. Have you done that before?
I don't really work on art consistently. It's more like just whenever I feel like it. And if I do, I'm not really going to try and be inspired. I just start building things randomly and wait until it starts to become something I want it to be. The sculpture for the Fairchild Challenge, it was actually a sculpture of woods before that had sun side trash, the other side not, and I got tired of that almost instantaneously and switched it over to the thing it is now.
That's good, to be able to control and just choose your own direction. Congratulations. Anything else you wanted to say about what you did?
I wanted to thank my science teacher and art teacher. They're the ones that showed me about this.
And what are their names?
My art teacher is Mr. Phil Hessler, and my science teacher is Mrs. Baronin.
Excellent. Thanks for doing that. Did anybody want to say anything that I maybe forgot to ask, or that you meant to say when we were talking about your art or about your life in general? Nothing popped in. Thank you for being here today and also for sharing what you made. It takes a lot of courage, actually, to make stuff like this and throw it out. Jack?
I'm about to thank somebody.
Of course.
I'd like to say hi to my friend Andreas and Michael.
Excellent. Any other shout-outs or hellos? You're welcome to. We're going to turn to Elena.
I'd like to thank my science teacher, Mrs. Chekin, who brought up these ideas. And I'd like to say hi to my friend, Anna Betts, who told me to mention her name in the interview.
Anna Betts?
Yes.
We're mentioning your name, Anna Betts. Anna Betts, right?
Yes.
Okay, we've said that.
I'd like to thank my gate teacher, Mr. Simon, who mentioned this and got me interested.
And what does he teach?
Gate. It's like this extra class.
Gate is like a gifted program. I figured the G is probably for that. Well, terrific. And that was Camille, in case he didn't figure that out. Anybody else want to say anything? Well, thank you very much for being here, and congratulations. Are you all doing number two, Fairchild Challenge number two? What is it? Does anybody know yet? What is it?
It's an essay where you have to spend one day recording how much you use technology, and then the next day you record not having technology and what you did that day. And then you write an essay and submit it to the FIPS. And the reason I know is because my science teacher, Mrs. Bronin, she assigned it actually as a homework. And so she took the three best in the school, and she's submitting them. I'm not exactly sure, but I know there's probably a few other entries who have been entered so far.
Are you one of the three?
I don't think I was one of the three who entered in there. Writing's not really my thing.
Boy, that's a challenge, too. So you go a day without technology, and then you write about a day without technology. That would be hard. I'm seeing some nodding heads. Thank you all for being here today. You really added a lot to the show, and congratulations. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.6.